Before we dive into today's fascinating topic, a huge thank you to our supporter, SafeServer.de. SafeServer takes care of software hosting and empowers your digital transformation. To learn more, visit www.safeserver.de. They make these deep dives possible, and we're really grateful. All right, let's jump right into something I bet many of you have experienced. You're scrolling through Instagram or TikTok, right? Find an amazing creator, cool brand, whatever, and then you hit that wall. The one link in bio. So frustrating. You click it and it sends you to one place, but you know they've got a podcast, a YouTube channel, a blog, maybe five other social accounts. It's like, I don't know, being handed a map that only shows the cave entrance. You're just left wandering inside. It feels super limiting if you're trying to build any kind of presence online. Have you felt that?
Oh, absolutely. Totally. And that digital bottleneck, that's exactly what LinkStack is designed to, well, eliminate. Imagine having just one single beautifully organized, personalized page, where you can showcase all your important links, all of them. Think of it like your digital front door leading to every room in your online house, basically. But what's really game-changing about LinkStack isn't just, you know, the function. It's the philosophy behind it. It's self-hosted. It's open source, which means it puts the power, the freedom, the control over your online presence right back into your hands.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. So today, we're pulling back the curtain on LinkStack. We're going to explore how it really solves that common one link problem, why it's becoming such a go-to for creators, for businesses, anyone who wants like real control over their digital footprint. And here's the kicker, how it's designed to be surprisingly simple for anyone to use, like even if you've never touched server code, ever. We want to demystify that whole self-hosting thing and show how LinkStack actually makes it pretty accessible. So yeah, as we said, the big problem is social media boxing you in. LinkStack just tackles this head on, gives you that central custom hub. Instead of your followers having to like hunt around for all the different pieces of your online world, they visit your one LinkStack page and boom, everything's right there, easy to find. Your latest blog post, your art portfolio, YouTube, a specific product, other social profiles, it's all organized, ready for them, like your own little digital command center where all roads lead back to you.
Exactly. And this convenience, it's really deeply rooted in LinkStack's core mission, privacy and control. What's fascinating here, I think, is how LinkStack puts you back in the driver's seat of your data. Their philosophy is, well, pretty clear. Provide a free and privacy-focused solution for managing your links online. The key difference, the big one compared to other services, is that you can host your links on your own web server or your own web hosting provider. Now, self-hosting, it just means you decide where your LinkStack page actually lives, on a server you control, not one owned by some huge corporation, you know. This gives you complete sovereignty. Complete control of your presence and, crucially, your data. They actually make an explicit promise. They never sell user data. They want to provide a trustworthy and transparent solution. Anyone worried about data privacy, about autonomy online these days, this is, well, it's a huge relief, a really significant differentiator.
Okay, so if I'm getting this right, it's kind of like a supercharged open source link tree alternative. You get that familiar, you know, single page link thing, but you're not locked into someone else's platform, not their rules, not their business model. It's not like renting space, it's owning the land. Is that fair?
That's a perfect analogy, precisely. While it does a similar job to Linktree, LinkStack offers, frankly, a much richer feature set, often goes beyond what other comparable solutions provide, especially when you remember it's free to use, distribute, and modify because it's open source. Think of it this way. Linktree gives you a nice car, sure, but you're still renting it. They can change the terms anytime. LinkStack gives you the blueprints. You build your own customized car, and you own the garage it sits in. That difference, it seems subtle, but it's profound. It means the community can constantly improve it, adapt it. And you're not stuck relying on a company that might suddenly change its terms, throw in ads, or start charging for features you need. It's really about empowering users, giving you true digital sovereignty.
Now, I know that term self-hosted, it can conjure up images for people. You know, dark rooms, glowing screens, complex code. I remember my first try at self-hosting anything. It felt like trying to defuse a bomb with no manual. But here's where it gets really interesting, you're saying. LinkStack actually tries to make this accessible, even for beginners.
Absolutely. Ease of use was clearly like the top priority for the developers. It features this really intuitive, easy-to-use user interface. And it prides itself on a code-free setup. Mm. They literally say, no coding, no command line setup, just plug and play. For getting it started, the initial setup, they describe it as basically a straightforward drag-and-drop process, just getting the files in place. Imagine just moving files between folders on your computer. It's meant to be that simple. No typing complex commands or digging through server directories. And when you first access your Linkstack page, you get this friendly first setup page. It just guides you through everything step by step, makes it incredibly straightforward, even if you've never ever set up a website before.
Okay, so for someone maybe just dipping their toes into self-hosting, this sounds like a pretty gentle entry point. But what if I don't even want to think about a web server or the technical bits like PHP, whatever that is? Are there other ways to use Linkstack?
That's a fantastic question. And yes, absolutely. Linkstack offers multiple paths, really fits every comfort level. For those who want maximum control, sure, you can self-host it on your own web server, the kind that uses PHP 8 or newer. Or for folks who like maybe cutting-edge tech but still want simplicity, there's an official Docker version. Think of Docker like a prepackaged box. Has everything Linkstack needs to run already inside. You just pull it down, like an app from an app store, and it works. It includes Alpine Linux, Apache 2, PHP 8.2, all configured. No fiddling required. But for those who maybe feel they don't have the technical expertise to self-host, or honestly just prefer a hands-off approach, there's a brilliant option, Community Instances. These are hosted by members of the Linkstack community, generously. And the best part, they are free, ad-free, GDPR compliant, secure, and privacy-oriented. Makes them a fantastic, totally no-fuss entry point for beginners. You get all the benefits, none of the setup hassle. And then, yes, for those who want a fully managed service, maybe enterprise support, they do offer premium hosted options, paid plans.
Whether you're just one person or need custom domains with loads of users.
Wow, okay. That's actually amazing. So you really can decide where you want to be on that spectrum, from full-on control down to completely hands-off ease. It sounds like they really thought about making it adaptable for everyone.
They absolutely did. And to make things even simpler, they built in features like data portability. You can export all your data from one instance to another. Mm-hmm. So you could start on a free community instance, get a feel for it, and then, if you want, easily switch to self-hosting later without losing any of your links or settings. It gives you huge flexibility. Peace of mind, really. Plus, for just keeping things running, there's an automatic one-click updater right in the admin panel. Makes keeping your Linkstack up to date super simple. It even creates automatic backups up to two at a time before it updates. So you could click one button, it updates, and it protects your data just in case. Very user-friendly way to handle ongoing management.
That is a huge relief for anyone worried about the technical side. Knowing you won't get stuck with an old version or risk losing data. Sounds like they really designed it with the end user in mind. Okay, but beyond just managing links easily, what else can it do? How customizable is it? What other maybe powerful features are hiding under that simple interface?
Oh, it's highly customizable. Lets you really make it your own. You can totally change the look and feel of your site with a few clicks using custom themes. And what's really cool is that themes are envisioned to be made by users for users. This builds a strong community feel. Users can submit their own designs, you know, colors, fonts, button styles, layouts, and share them. So your page isn't just functional, it can actually reflect your brand or personality without needing to hire a designer. And beyond just how it looks, Linkstack also supports multiple users. This means if you host an instance yourself, you can let other users register and create their own links on your setup. This isn't just for individuals. With its user-friendly admin panel for managing all those users and their links, it makes Linkstack, as they say, an ideal solution for businesses and organizations. You can imagine like a small creative agency managing individual portfolios for their team under one company brand, or maybe an event organizer creating personalized speaker profiles, all on one platform. Simplifies things a lot. And for those who want to understand their audience better, make smarter choices. Linkstack includes powerful analytics. And this isn't just vanity metrics like how many clicks. It's for real-time tracking of user behavior and sales data. So you can actually see which links are getting clicked, which offerings are resonating. Lets you fine-tune your content, maybe even your business model, using real data, not just guesswork. Plus, there's a built-in SMTP server, which basically means it handles sending essential emails for you right from your Linkstack page. Things like email verification when someone signs up or password resets. It's all integrated, seamless.
Wow, so it really isn't just about cramming more links into your bio. It's more like having a full-fledged, personalized hub that you truly control, with features for growth, collaboration, even understanding your audience better. That's impressive. Speaking of control, you mentioned earlier it's open source. What are the sort of deeper implications of that for our listener?
Yeah, this is a really crucial point. Ties right back to that core idea of control. As of version 4.0.0, Linkstack uses the AGPL 3.0 license. Now, that license name is a bit technical, but it's basically a way of protecting it, keeping it truly open, and ensuring the community benefits. What it means is, if someone takes the code and makes it better, adds a feature, fixes a bug, they have to share those improvements back with everyone. It's like a promise. You all benefit from each other's work, fosters innovation. And it prevents anyone from taking this free, powerful tool and suddenly making it private or exclusive or charging crazy fees. It's a guarantee, really, that Linkstack stays transparent, secure, because lots of eyes can check the code and user focus for the long haul.
That's a fantastic safeguard for the user. Really ensures the project's integrity and keeps it evolving. So if someone listening is interested now, maybe wants to get started or even wants to contribute to this ecosystem, where can they go? For help or to get involved?
The Linkstack community is remarkably active, very welcoming. For support, general questions, just chatting with other users, you can join their Discord community. That's a great place to start. If you happen to find a bug or have an idea for a new feature, the best place to report that is on their GitHub page. And for those looking to actually help Linkstack's mission, there are several ways. You can contribute code if you have programming skills. You could create custom themes and share them. Or you can support them financially through donations. They're on Patreon, GitHub sponsors, LibraPay, Buy Me a Coffee, PayPal, lots of options. They also make a point of recognizing their supporters and contributors right on their page. Really acknowledges the collective effort.
Okay, so what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, it means Linkstack offers a powerful, flexible, and actually surprisingly easy solution to that really common online frustration. The single link in bio. You gain real control over your links, your data, your whole online presence. Whether you want to go full self-hosted, use a community instance, or maybe even a premium managed service, it's about choosing where you want to be and taking genuine ownership of your digital identity.
And, you know, as we consider Linkstack's whole approach here to personal online presence, it does raise a pretty important question, I think.
Yeah.
In this increasingly centralized digital world we live in, how much control do we truly want over our own data? And what are the long-term implications if we don't actively take it?
Yeah. Definitely something worth pondering as you navigate your digital life. We really encourage you to explore Linkstack for yourself. Maybe start with one of those free community instances, get a feel for it, and just consider those broader implications of data ownership for your own digital future. And that brings us to the end of another deep dive. Thank you again to our wonderful supporter, safeserver.de, for making this possible. Remember, for hosting and digital transformation support, visit www.safeserver.de. We really appreciate their commitment to helping you navigate the digital landscape. Until next time, keep digging deeper.